from the Metropolitan Police to the Home Office asked me, how do you do this? I said, by the word of God. I said, that can't just be the answer. I said, what would be the answer? Am I a psychological doctor? God's word. Do you know that same word that is changing our city now has the capability to change a whole generation and to change your life? If you came in here this afternoon carrying any burden, and we've grown now to know that burdens don't increase because of age. Burdens and problems are present in our lives because of circumstances and exposure. So don't you even dare sit there and say, wow, this church is changing young lives. It wants to change yours. The mobilization you've seen, I think Pastor Abba put it right in the meeting they had yesterday, which they tried to do again today, is a Smart Nation is just a bunch of people who want to help others. That's all it is. And a time comes in our lives that God begins to challenge us as young or old. I met with about 25 young girls this morning. The reason why people can desert us in court or leave us is when life gets to a place where you say to yourself, I just want to live for myself, then sacrifice is no longer important. I've got a quick story to tell you. After that story, I'm going to make what we call altar call. And that altar call is where our lives change. Minister Jaden said it so properly. Someone said, how is a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old a minister, a leader? I said, the same way Jesus was walking past a sea one day and he wanted to choose his first leader, and he found a man there called Peter. I told the leaders the other day, when you hear Peter, how old do you hear? Peter was 22 years old. 22. That's contrary to what you've been taught in church. Can I shock you further? Peter was 22 years and he was the oldest out of the 12 disciples. Bartholomew was about 15. He just finished school. Every Jewish child must finish school by 15. They teach themselves excellence through the law of Moses and through communal work. What do we teach the black kids? Jesus had disciples as young as 15, 16. No wonder the world hated them. They said, these children. But Jesus is not where I'm going today. I want to go to Joshua and Caleb. 16-year-old Joshua was following a 40-year-old Moses, and Joshua was going to take over the nations. If you are here today and you've been lied to, I love the testimony of Make Me Bagel. In other words, crown me as Bagel King. You know, most of the things you've heard here today is about recreating leadership. Joshua was following Moses at 16 and 17, and they had this plan to take over nations, and it seems so stupid. Where I grew up at 15, 16, you are just children. I said, let all the children come out and let's pray for them. A children that can impregnate someone and be pregnant. Our race is so backward. But Joshua had an understanding at a young age about followership. He was not a quitter. I told the sisters today that the problem our parents had was when things don't go their way, they walk off it. Number one recipe for disaster. Joshua was following Caleb, did not know what to expect. Joshua was following Moses, did not know what to expect. But now Moses dies, God speaks to Joshua and told Joshua, there's a takeover agenda. I want to give you nations. But at a time in the journey of Joshua, they came. This is where I'm going today. Please listen to me. Make sure your neighbor is not sleeping or sleepy. So we've discovered in church, when people say, I'm not sleepy, I say, but you are sleepy. They came across a wall, and the wall was called the wall of Jericho. God said, quickly speak to them in that. Seven things that brought the wall of Jericho down. Quickly, man.
Now, Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel.
Because the children of Israel were coming, the opposing nation shut it up. So they've come against a wall now. And in life, even if God is the one that sends you on an errand, you will come across walls. The war you're fighting in your generation is a psychological one. Young people that have been indoctrinated into a life of failure and poverty. They've been told to accept poverty as a status quo because it's their environment. Someone said, I'm a product of my environment. There's a wall. There's a wall against us. As believers, and sometimes as age goes by, we look at those walls and we go back home and say, this wall is too insurmountable, it's so big. How am I going to conquer this wall? Because without conquering this wall, I'm not going to the next stage of life. I wish I knew that life would give me walls at the age of 14. I would have shouted more. I'm going to the shout in a moment. I would have been quiet for 6 days, but after 6 days, six is the number of man. I would have done the duties of men, go to school, be educated, but I would have been quiet, but weighing out the wall and surveying. I would have surveyed the wall. But when the time came to shout, I would have shouted. But I didn't know that there were walls built to stop me from advancement. I didn't know. I thought, this not me now, this probably you. I thought life ended with how I looked and how much people accepted me. Some of the people that you're waiting for acceptance for, you are supposed to conquer. Oh my God. You didn't hear me. Some of the people you think should accept you were supposed, I use the word subject in quote. Imagine a person waiting for acceptance from their worker, a person that is supposed to walk under you. You should have conquered that mountain. But now you're broken. You are gone back home. You've quit fighting. You're hating everybody and walking away from what is right because someone did not accept you who you are supposed to conquer. If people hate you so much, it's because they are Philistines. You conquer them. You don't write them letter of appeal. Lord, I don't think they heard me. The Philistines will never love the Israelites. God says, there is no love lost between you. I don't need their love. I need you to conquer that nation. I need you to take it over. I speak to our sisters today. Don't let your houseboy be your boyfriend. Your secretary, your husband. Step up, because from in the upper class you will meet upper people. Break the wall, enter the city, and you will know the land that is apportioned for you, instead of you writing a love letter to your Philistine. You wonder why that relationship did not work. But that's not my issue today. Please, let's read quickly. I want to stop now.
None went out and none came in.
This microphone is not working, man. Say it again.
None went out.
This was the city of Jericho, right? Uh-huh.
And none came in.
The place that God has sent them to take over was so secured. Jericho had battle strategy. God is saying to you, Spark Nation, there is no nation you cannot take. It doesn't matter how secured it looks right now, from the banking industry to the entertainment industry to the fashion industry. I thought I was prophesying, you know. To the education mountain, to the religion mountain, every mountain you can take, no matter how secure they are, I just need an army. Malia, I just need a people. And in case you are a spy and you are here today, we will conquer you. We will win you. You will be defeated. You will be defeated because our God is with us and his hand is strong in battle. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
We will conquer you. Your newspaper will soon become history. It's not going anywhere than the dustbin of history. And long after it is gone, we will be rising, writing the story of the black young community by ourselves, by our success. Can somebody please help me shout amen now? We will conquer. Jericho was very secured. Help me now with my voice, please. Jericho was secured. Nobody was coming out. So it looks like from Jericho, Israel cannot convert anybody. But something happened. Malika Tuska Bahande. There was a woman who... Shalabarebosa. There was a woman who lived on the wall. Rahab was her name. Her profession. It's not the kind of profession churches we like, but we like it. Am I really in Spark Nation today? A profession. It's not a profession that church leaders will want to associate with. But when God sent the right spies to Jericho, they were welcomed by a prostitute. Her name is Rahab. The prostitute, she lived on the wall. Have you ever heard a word like, it says she sits on the fence. She's neither here. She doesn't look like church only people. But she doesn't also look like a citizen of Jericho. She was just a victim of her circumstances. God said, no matter where you've been, no matter what's up in your life, I will still send my holy spies to you. So sit down, look at your neighbor and ask them, are you Eli or Rahab? Ask your neighbor, are you a Pharisee or are you Rahab still? God wants me to talk to people who feel they've done so much wrong. You feel that you cannot rise in the community and become something. God said, I love you as Rahab. Ah. It's like there are no more Rahabs in this church there. I love you as Rahab. I found another guy who sits at the fence. His name is Jephthah. He was head of armed robbery squad. But God said, when I'm ready, ready or not. Spark Nation. Spark Nation. God said, when I was looking for deliverance, I went to the house of the righteous, but nobody was ready. When I was looking to save London City, I went to the churches that look holy. They have their timetable. They have their deacon, everything put together, but they were not ready. But guess what? I went to the clubs. I went to the trap houses. I went to the gang. I found Stephen. I found Tammy. I found Harry. I found PK. And ready or not, sit down for a moment. So what God wants me to tell you, when this call comes this morning, you don't need to feel ready. You just have to say, I want to join this movement. I want to change the world. I'm not perfect. And we all look perfect, but I'm not. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. You didn't hear me. I said, I'm not perfect, but I'm ready. I'm not going to take one more day of sin in our community. One more day of death. One more day of poverty. I'm saying no to it. I am not perfect, but I'm ready. Who is ready in this house today? I'm not perfect. That's what I told God about 13 years ago. I was still actively smoking weed. And God said, can you go do what I ask you to do? I said, Lord, the church I was brought up in, you dear don't smoke cigarette and serve God. He said, I am not the church you are brought up in. I am almighty. I'm the one who perfect those who I call. I am the King of Kings. I'm not your church. I'm not your church. So rise up and go do what you have to do. My obedience to God is this today. This today is not my perfection. It is obedience to God. I'm not ready. I'm not perfect, but I'm ready. We're talking readiness. Sit down. I have 5 more minutes. We're talking readiness. The church is talking age. We're talking ready. I don't care if you are 60, 70. If you are ready. Caleb said, as my strength was 40 years ago. Pastor, are you saying take over nation? I'm ready. Let's finish reading this now. I want to make a call. I feel there are 100 people that God is saying, you're not perfect, but you are ready. See what you've seen here today. This is how every Sunday is. Does this look like a people looking for some adults with experience? I don't need experience. I need faith. I need people of faith. Even if you are battling something in your life today, I need you to have faith that you will overcome it. And so when I make the call, I'm calling people of faith. I have to use faith to come out of drugs. It's faith. But that faith was stronger when I was 7. Not when I was trying to get clean. Rahab is now known in the hall of fame of faith. Why? Because of her faith. You know what they taught us out there? The world is deceived. They are running after work. You're going to walk, build a house, and die thereafter. And nobody will remember you. It's amazing when people talk about spark and they talk about wealth. I was a kitchen potter. I earned 400 pounds a month. And I loved God dearly. I put 270 every month into this house. The way I loved God 13 years ago is still the same way today. What is money? So I say, you know, that Spark Nation, you can't go there if you are not wealthy. Huh? The devil is tricking you. You can't just go there if you are not ready to love God. And we can give you time to love Him. Oh, I'm about to make the best call. So let me run through this reading. Let's forget the reading. So Joshua now gets to Jericho and there was an opposing wall. This is why the wall came down. Number one was leadership. The leadership of Joshua coordinated an attack against the wall. You know what we people of color do? We go attack wall by ourselves. This guy say, I'm good in engineering. So he looks at this big wall, ancient wall, and he pulls out a hammer. Boom. Boom. Yes, he broke through, but by now it's now 70. Because he's breaking through the wall. And he didn't even break through. He put his head through the wall. He can't pull it back. And it's not entering promise. Whilst his head is halfway in, HMRC comes and grabs his leg. So someone is pulling him, and now his head is choking at the little hole that he built for himself. Guess what, Spark Nation? This is the trick. Joshua was the leader of that generation, a young man. He led an army to the war, a group of people. And listen to this. This is where I stop. He gave everybody a voice. The Lord said, tell them that that shout representing giving, restoring voice. So he made them roam in court around the wall for 6 days as if they were deaf and dumb. Not a single word. Proverbially saying, you belong to a voiceless generation. You belong to a generation where your voices were not heard. And even if you speak, nobody cares. That's why your generation is misled. They think that being active on Twitter means you now have a voice. You see, on Twitter, you are not facing any wall. As you are talking, they are just using you as statistics to gauge what you like or don't like. It will take a leader in a realm to say, this is the wall we are looking at. And if we all shout now, we can pull this wall down. Look, did the wall come down because of one of them? It has nothing to do with one of them. So even if there was a prostitute there, even if there was a drunkard there, even if there was an unholy person there, the moment Joshua has said, now speak, when the drunkard spoke, when the prostitute spoke, what heaven's heard was one voice. It was not just the voice of Obi. It was not just the voice of Daniel. It was not just the voice of Kwame. It was the voice of one people under one leadership. God has sent Spark Nation to restore voice to a voiceless generation. Give the Lord a shout of glory in this house. I can't hear you. I said shout a shout of praise in this house. Shout, don't stop. Give the Lord a shout. It's one voice. Your voice alone is too weak. You know, so finally, a big bank called me into a meeting and they said, how can we help? Da, 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 da. And they showed me applications. Guess what the guy said? He said, look, those from this postcode, that postcode, that postcode, that postcode can never be employed. But you know what? We can get into the same postcode and shout together. Huh? We can make a noise. In the few coming weeks, you're going to be in Chatham House for on a panel to write for the Home Office. As they take, because your name is already with the VRU, the Violence Reduction Unit. Next to VRU, Glasgow is Spark Nation. We're going to take that name to the Home Office to write a law, an enactment on how to deal with young people. How did you get there? We shouted. Your seed, your giving was part of the statement. The VRU Glasgow operates with governmental budget. Likatus Kabahande. I operate with Chris budget. Nini's budget. That is why we are going ahead of them, because this budget has blood in it. It has sacrifice in it. And it takes blood to redeem blood. You didn't hear me? You can't redeem blood. You can't take back blood that was shed by just contribution. It takes blood to take back the blood of our brothers. It takes sacrifice. It takes labor. The media, and maybe some of you that have come to spy on me, they keep asking stupid questions. Where do you get money from to fund this? Look at selfless people everywhere. Sister, I know why you are withdrawing. Someone lied to you. So just build your life. Barack Obama became the president of America by working in the community. I'm sorry to say, but most of our parents became non-entity by trying to build their lives. That loses his life for my sake, this is quoting Jesus, he said he will find it. Your dream is in your sacrifice. And he who finds his life will lose it. I come to present to you Spark Nation. As God told me, he said, title next Sunday. I'm not sure you are ready. He said the title of next Sunday will be called London City. I thought you would appreciate God more than that. Because you've conquered this city. The British Broadcasting Corporation. To just come and find out about you, Spark Nation. They've spent close to £1 million. To talk about you. To research you. You've conquered this city. You see, I casted the vision of 2029 for you. That's 10 years from now. I will have made from this house the mayor of this city. Eugene is gone to bed now. I will have made from this house countless MPs. You know, everything we see today, remove this. You see, everything you see today, imagine Spark Nation saying this 6 years ago. Adults are there sitting down saying, and those who don't say that, they'll come to you and say, oh, wow, you're a very good young man. Say, I'm not being a good young man. I'm telling you what would happen. Hashtag 2029. Someone said 10 years is so far away. It's so close away. I would have made from this house the president of Nigeria, the president of Sierra Leone, the president of Ghana. From this house, from this place, for out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the precepts will go out of Zion. Spark Nation, I present to you the next 10 years. Arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of God is risen over you. Give the Lord a shout of victory. I want to close, but I need you to make a statement. I know there are thousands of people in this place right now, but I need those who are coming next week saying, I've got two souls, because we're prophesying over London City, the consummation of taking over. You are not too small. The world came down. You know, before now, all those churches who are praying for the demise of something bad to happen to Spark Nation, I say to them, if anything bad happens to us, it's a minus to the body of Christ. You are the ones carrying the banner. On March the 10th, the BBC documentary will be out. It will be all over London on billboards. The same night, there is no cultism that has ever gotten to that level. So if they accuse us of being cult, this must be a very powerful leader one. Imagine Christians calling you cult. In other words, saying what God cannot do, Satan can do. Shame on your Jesus. What Jesus could not do for years, Satan comes up and gets it accomplished. No, this is not Satan. This is the resurrected Christ. The one who died and resurrected on the third day. My King, my God, my Savior. The one who appeared to me at the age of 8. Who rose me from the sickness bed. Who sent me to the nation. This is our gospel. Somebody shout, Jesus. There's no power in hell that can face our Jesus. There is no drug power. There is no power of money. You know why we are beginning to have money? Because we don't care about it. There's no power of money that can face the Lord Jesus. There's no power of manipulation that can face the blood of Jesus. And that's what I'm inviting you to today. Not asking you to come and be religious. I'm asking you at your young age to come and surrender all to Jesus. And the reason why Spark is like this is because you can join us today and be a worker tomorrow. So, but what if they miss it? Well, I've seen people who have been in a church for 30 years and become workers and still miss it. I want to welcome you to life. Vision 2029 today, I launch it to say, can we travel 10 years from now? I've talked about president, but captains of industries will be limitless. But you see, our shout have to be together. We have to shout at the wall. See how hope dealers began to shake. Pastor Alex said the first gospel drill to get to those places is the first gospel. It's not a drill. I don't know if you've ever heard hallelujah on Boiler Room. It's the first gospel. I'm just wondering today, when the world, and I was going to say, as BBC launched their documentary, a three-part series on Spark Nation, it is God, it's the power of God that has brought us this far. The more people hate you, the more people talk against you, the bigger you grew. It's the same story of the children of Israel. Come join this winning team today. The journey of 10 years starts today, you know. I've seen people change in my 13 years of pastoring here. Actually, real pastoring 5 years, but 13 years of doing this. I've seen people change, but I've never seen God's work go down. I've never seen God's purpose change. I've got few souls to pray for. Someone invited you here today and said, I've been looking for a church to go to. You know, one of those who ate us said, don't ever call Spark Nation a church. He said, you can call it a movement and it's for Jesus, but not a church. Now, how do you defend that? Do you say, what does it mean? What does a movement for Jesus mean? I don't understand. You know why I said don't call it a church? Because people just came to do drill music. And it's like saying, don't ever call Richard Toby. Because they don't look alike. This is the new church order. This is church. It will relate to life and to every human being. I invite you to Jesus today as we prepare for London City Service. And then on Friday, we're going to be in Leicester. Can I beg you not to come? It is not Spark Service in Leicester. Because I know what will happen. Before Leicester University comes, I'll just see everybody. No. No, I still need the pulpit here. Leicester is going to be powerful as we start our university tour. This is Spark Nation. The reason is because it accommodates both Rahab the prostitute and Gamaliel the teacher. Everybody, if you're here today and you want to surrender to the Lord Jesus, I'm not asking you to become a Christian. There's no need. It's long. I'm asking you to come and build a relationship with Jesus. If you're also here and you're falling behind because you're hearing people, He who led you to this house in the first place had a purpose for your life. You cannot derail without voices. And a day will come in your life where you will heed the person you want to be like. But if you're here and you want to recommit, or you want to commit, let me ask for souls. We want to, that's why you hear a thing in this house all the time. It's called seed and souls. That's all we're about. It's seed and souls. I say, how dare they call me soul? The L behind it is leader. So we are searching out unidentified leaders. It's a compliment. Come and join this walk. But you can't join this walk without joining the Lord Jesus. It's the Lord Jesus first. Forget about all the community work. We didn't get here by drafting community work. And we've done more than community organization because of Jesus. I want to invite those who want to say, I'm surrendering all. Yesterday, as the 3G evangelized down the road, they had young men surrendering their knives. Gave up their knife, gave up stuff like that. And then look at us. When people want to say, well, you know, gangs are surrendering. No, we are even more entrepreneurial than those that have been in business for 25 years. So it's a win-win. It takes time and there is process. But you can join this winning team. I want to invite you to the stage. If today you want to make a commitment to the Lord, you want to answer the altar call, and you want a new life to start from here, I need all out cleared. And I need people to be able to journey down freely. I need you to be able to come to the altar. I want to have an handshake with you. I want to welcome you to the kingdom. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. This is a call of life, and I'm welcoming all my brothers and sisters. You can come now.